We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Ches, Sif Tes Zayin, and Mitzvah Shem, we're going to finish the Simen tonight. Actually, we're up to Sif Tes Vav, I'm sorry. Sif Tes Vav, which is the very end of page 30. So the last two words on page 30 in Sif Tes Vav, the Mechaber says, In Noflo Taliso Shelo B'miskaven Choze U'misatef Tzarech Levarech. Last night we discussed the person who takes off his talis, whether he needs to make a new bracha when he puts it back on or not. And tonight we're going to discuss when a person's talus falls off by accident and he puts it back on. So the Mechaber paskins, if a person's talus falls off by accident and he goes and puts it back on, tzarech levarech, he needs to make another bracha. V'hu shenafla kula. This is assuming that the entire talus fell off. Avalim lo nafla kula. Afal pi shenafla ruba eino tzarech levarech. The Mechaber paskins that it has to be the entire talus fell off in order to require a new bracha. But if it only fell off most of the way, but there's a little bit left on him, then he does not need to make a new bracha. Says the Mishabura. The Mishabura is on page Tezayin. Sifkatan lamites. The talus fell off shalob miskavein. Afilu lamade paskinan de behesir taliso aldas lachziro ein tzarech levarech. Even according to what we paskin last night, that when one takes off his talus, having in mind to put it back on, he does not need a new bracha. But ze gara yoser, this case where it fell off on its own is worse. The hanafla below das, because it fell off without any knowledge. The azdo la mitzvasa, and therefore the mitzvah is lost. If he planned on taking it off and putting it back on, so then it's all in the plans, and therefore he would not need a new bracha. But if it just falls off, that's like a stopping of the mitzvah, and it will require a new bracha. V'afilu nishar olav talis katan lomahani. And even though we discussed last night, there are certain times where a person takes off his talis without thinking if he's going to put it back on or not, and he has tzitzis on, that will not require a new bracha when he puts his talis back on. Over here, when your talis falls off, even if you're wearing a talis katan, even if you're wearing tzitzis underneath, it will not help you, and you will need another bracha when you put it back on. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Mem, Tzarech Levarech, you need to make another bracha. Afilu im lov sho miyad, even if it fell off, and a second later you put it back on, you will require another bracha. V'im nofal mimenu be'emtza tfilas shmona esrei, ve'achziru acherim alav. If one's talis fell off in the middle of shmona esrei, and someone else who was behind him who finished shmona esrei put it back on him, kishe yisayim tfilas shmona esrei, yemashmesh batzitzis v'yavarech. You obviously can't make a bracha on your tzitzis during shmona esrei, but you should wait till you finish shmona esrei, make a bracha on the tzitzis, and then move around the tzitzis. Now, there's a little bit of a diak over here that the Mishabura says if other people put the talis back on. So if you look at note 58, he writes, Ulahachzir bi'atzmo es atalis shenofla be'emtza tfilas shmona esrei. In terms of putting back your own talis, it falls off, you're standing right there, the talis is on the floor, are you allowed to put it back on? Kosova Shulchan Aruch lekamon, Shulchan Aruch says later on in Hilchos Tefila, Shu hefsek v'lo yachzi reno, that's a hefsek in your davening, and one should not pick up his own talis. If he's in the middle of shmona esrei, his talis falls, leave it on the floor. Vim over v'chzira v'sateh, but if you did the wrong thing, I guess your natural inclination is to pick it up. If you did it by accident, or you didn't know the halacha, and you put it back on, the Mishabura says over there, She'ein tzarech lahaschil mitchilas habracha shenimtzaba. You don't have to go back even to the beginning of the bracha that you're holding in. Ela gomer as tfilaso, finish shmon esrei, ula acharei yimashmesh batalas v'yivarech alav. And afterwards, make the bracha and move around the tzitzis. So therefore, it comes out that whether you put it back on, someone else puts it back on in the middle of shmon esrei, you will make the bracha after shmon esrei. During shmon esrei, you don't make a bracha, you don't even pick it up. But otherwise, when a talus falls off and you put it back on, you always make a bracha right away, even if it fell off for a second, even if you had a talus katan underneath your clothes.
Is that what applied to a sefer also?
I'm not sure. I have to look it up. I don't remember. Good question. I'm not sure. It might be different.
Is it better for you, if you're the person who would put it on him, is it better not to do that so that he can do ituf afterwards instead of being a mashmash with his sisters?
That's a good question.
What's the question?
I don't know. He's asking an excellent question. He's asking, if you see someone's talus that it falls off in the middle of shmona esrei, you're behind him, should you put it back on him, and then you're causing him to make the bracha afterwards, just moving around the tzitzis? It's not the best way to make the bracha, or just leave it. This way he can pick it up on his own afterwards and put the talus on the right way when he makes the bracha.
It's designed for talus. Yeah.
They can pick it up on the floor. They don't have to put it on
the table. Yeah, right. It's a good question. I'm not sure. That's an excellent question. Okay, says the Mishabura Vayter, on that which the Mechaber said, that's if it fell completely off. However, if it fell only the majority of the way, You don't make a new bracha. Says the Mishabura in Sefkatan Mem Aleph, Afa pi shenafla ruba, even if most of it fell off, you don't make another bracha. Hataz vel yiraba chokin azeh. So these are achronim, the Taz and Al Yiraba argue, and they say if it fell off most of the way, you also will make a new bracha. Vegam hagra mitzadi ledivrei hataz. And the gra also takes sides with the taz that you would make another bracha if it fell off majority of the way. Ulukuli alma in nofal me'al kol haguf. Afal pish enish eres biyado tzarach levarach. But everyone agrees, if the whole talus falls off, you just catch it in your hand, which sometimes happens, you catch it in your hand, that will for sure require another bracha. The azdullah mitzvasa, because your mitzvah is gone. Again, once it fell off your body, the fact that you're holding it in your hand doesn't help you. What? Sheikar mitzvahs itav hu baguf. Holding it in your hand is nothing. Saving it in your hand doesn't help anything because the ikar mitzvah is when it's around your guf. And the fact that it fell off your guf, the mitzvah is done. And you didn't have in mind anything. And therefore, you will require another bracha when you put it back on. V'imberach al hatalas. V'nofal miyado kodem shenis atev bo. V'higbio ulevasho. Now here you made a bracha on your talus and it fell out of your hands before you put it on. And now you pick it up from the floor to put it back on. Ein sarach levarach shenis. Right, you pick your talus up, you make the bracha, it falls down, pick it back up, put it on. You don't need another bracha because your bracha is still holding there on that talus. Vafilu nifsalu oz tzitziyosav. And this we saw in one of the notes the other day, that even if you realize that tzitzis are pasul, v'hayolo tzitzis mezumonim v'sikna miyad. You made the bracha, you notice all of a sudden that the tzitzis are puzzle, and you have a spare pair right next to you, and you put the tzitzis on, you change them, you spend a couple of minutes changing them. Ein sarach levarach shenis, you also will not need to make a second bracha. Dekevan shadayin lo asa mitzvaso, since you made the bracha and you did not yet do the mitzvah, lo yisiach daito, you did not take your mind off the mitzvah, and therefore you could still put it on, relying on that bracha. Kemo betfil makamon besimen chafesif yudbeis, ayin sham betasif katon yudbeis. Like we'll see later on, in Hilchos Tefillin, the same halacha. Just glancing at the first couple of lines in note 60, ubitam adover shetikun atzitzis eino chashev hefsik. The reason why, when you are fixing the tzitzis, it's not considered a hefsik. The Mishavua says later on, lagabe tefillin, when the kesher breaks before you put it on, shekevan shatikin hu meinyan hamitzvah eino neshev hefsik. It's like going into the kitchen to get the salt after you made that motzi. You made the bracha, now you need to do something in the mitzvah. Even speaking having to do with the mitzvah, we said it's not a hefsek. So certainly fixing the tzitzis or fixing the tefillin would not be a hefsek. And therefore, if you notice there's a problem and you fix it up, it would not require a new bracha. And now the Mishnah Berurah tells us something very interesting. We're in the last two lines in Sifkatan Mem Aleph. Umisha lokach talis lis atefo. A person took his talis to put it on. The hischil of varech alav, and he started making the bracha on the talis. The kodem shesiim habracha lekachul mimenu. Someone got angry at him. They thought it was their talus, and they ripped it out of his hands. He was in the middle of his bracha, about to put it on, and someone ripped it out of his hands and ran to the other shul.
Oh boy!
He's in the middle of a bracha, but hashkacha had it that his tefillin were in front of him, utfillin lefanov, and he was about to put on his talus and then his tefillin. Yachol esayim habracha. Even though he started having in mind the bracha on the talus, he could finish his bracha with the following words: Asher kedishanu b'mitzosa v'tzivanu lohaniach tefillin v'yotzei baze. And that bracha will be okay for his tefillin. So he started having in mind the bracha on the talus. It got grabbed away from him, but anyway, he has to put on his tefillin afterwards, so he could adjust the bracha midway and make a bracha on the tefillin, and that will be okay. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Now there's a very interesting shaila over here. If you look at note 61. There's a psalm from Rav Yashiv that's a big kash on this. Omnom le'inyan harotza le'achol pri. A person wants to eat a fruit. Ula'achar shehischil levarech alav. After he started making the bracha on the fruit, v'hizkir shem umalchus, and he already mentioned the name of Hashem. Nizkar shekvar birech al pri acher miminzeh. He realized that he had another apple in front of him. He had two apples in front of him. He ate a bracha right on the first one, and he ate it. And that bracha really covers the second apple, but he accidentally started making a bayar pri'etz on the second apple, which is totally not necessary. But Hashkacha had it. He had something else next to him. He had a vegetable next to him, right? He had a carrot next to him. So das hagon rav yoshev, she'eno yochol asayim bevracha acheres, mima shekivein b'sha... She'eno yochel asayim babracha acheres mimashe kivein b'shas haskoras shem umalchus. He cannot adjust the bracha and end over the bari pri adam on the carrot, since he had in mind when he started his bracha that he's going to make a bari pri eitz on the apple. He can't do it. Ubir, and Rav Yoshev explains, She'ein ze dome l'masha kosav v'mishnah berurah kan. It's not like what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, even though it sounds very familiar. Sounds very similar. Here you started making the bracha on the tzitzis. It got taken away in the middle, so you switched the bracha in the middle to be the bracha on the tefillin. There you made a bracha on the apple. It got, you realized it was a you made a mistake, and you switched.
Just in case, over here you have an option. You have the bracha. You have in mind to eat it. You can still eat it. It's not like someone came and took you apple. Over there, someone took your tzitzis. Yeah, you had.
No, but it doesn't matter. In both cases, you can't finish your bracha now. On the apple, you realize, uh-oh, I already made a bracha on the apple. I can't make this bracha now. So it's the same thing as if my talus was taken. I can't make the bracha on the talus now. I don't have a talus now. I don't have an apple to make a bracha on. I don't have a talus. It's not the exact same case, but halachically, it's the same thing.
But with a tzitzit, you can actually switch it to the tefillin.
So why can't you switch it to the carrot?
Because on a tzitzit, you really didn't have the option to continue on a tzitzit.
No, okay.
Why is that? Even if you finish the bracha, many times you're about to eat an apple and you made the wrong bracha, you can correct. Even if you finish the bracha, you can correct the bracha.
Correct.
I mean, if you do it fast, why is that?
So let's see what Rav Yashiv says.
You didn't finish the bracha. So what's the problem?
Let's see what Rav Yashiv says. Rav Yashiv says it's not similar to the case of the apple where you want to switch the bracha to the carrot where Rav Yashiv paskins, you cannot do that. It's not similar to what the Mishnah Berurah says, you can switch the bracha in the middle from having in mind the talus to having in mind the tefillin. Says Rav Yashiv, She'av shehischil, right, again, just getting a running start, Ubiya Rav Yashiv explains, She'ein zeh dome l'masha kosav v'mishnah berurah kan, She'av shehischil levarech al talus yochol l'sayim es habracha al tefillin. Why? Mishum shekan hareyu mechuyuv gam lahaniach tefillin v'lochein yochol l'sayim es habracha aleihen. I'll tell you the words that are said here. The words that are said here are not clear on exactly, you know, why that should necessarily matter. But Rav Yashiv says the difference is that when it comes to the talus and tefillin, you mechuyuv to wear the tefillin. It's a chiyuv. The carrot that you happen to have next to your apples, you don't have to eat the carrot. And therefore, Rav Yashiv seems to feel that the fact that I started the bracha on the tzitzis and I could adjust it to the tefillin, which I'm mechuyiv to wear, I could do it. Masha'enkein, if I started the bracha on the apple and I'm switching it to the carrot, which is an optional bracha, don't eat the carrot, don't make the bracha, there you can't carry the bracha over. That's the words that are brought down over here. I'm not sure that I hear fully the chilek, but I like the question a lot. That Rav Yashiv says, if anyone has a good hesber in the pshat and what he means, so feel free.
We had a few differences between the Birkas Nanan and the Birkas Mitzvah already. Maybe that's a similar type of...
Right, so you want to say that he means to be mechal between the Birkas and Mitzvah and the Birkas Nanan. Maybe. I mean, he doesn't say that, and why would that necessarily matter here? Why should it matter? You started a bracha, and now you're... Okay. You're saying the same words.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if you're adding hesber to what? That's what he's saying. I'm saying, so what? But Lamaisa, I could save the bracha and I could use it for something else. I mean, you see from talus and tefillin that if I started a bracha having one kavana, I could switch it to something else. So why can't I do it here also? Just because I don't have to eat the carrot, so what? Let the carrot save my bracha. I don't hear his chilek 100%.
Possibly the first portion of the bracha.
Yeah.
So because you have a chiyuv to do another mitzvah.
Okay, let's go. I hear. Okay, let's go weiter. Sif Tes Zayin, we'll think about it. Again, I didn't hear the chiluk, but I wanted to read it. It's a great question. And I meant to look up in the Sefer Zos HaBracha. I think I have it at home. I meant to look it up and I forgot to see if there's a little more hesber there. Because here it's a little bit, it needs a little more hesber, in my opinion. Okay, Halacha Tes Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Halon b'taliso b'laylo, one who slept at night in his talus, or his tzitzis. Tzorech levarech olav baboker, af imlo pishato. He needs to make a bracha on it in the morning, even if he didn't take it off. So a bachar who makes a bracha on his talus katan, went to sleep with his talus katan on, and wakes up in the morning, he needs to make a bracha on it, even though he wore it straight through the whole night. V'tov l'mashmesh bo b'shas bracha. And it's good to move it around when he makes the bracha. Again, that's like a little bit of a maisa. Says the Ramah, V'chein yasa misha lovesh taliso kodem sheyo'ir hayom. The Ramah says, the same thing would apply if you put your tzitzis on too early in the morning, before the zman of tzitzis. If you put it on, you can't make a bracha then, because it's not a zman of chiyuv. You could put it on then, and then when it comes to zman of chiyuv, you make the bracha, and you move around the tzitzis.
Are you yoytz the chiyuv mitzvah if you do that? Or what are you yoytz? What's the point of...
You're yotze, yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Men Beis, Tzarech Levarach, if you sleep in your tzitzis, you need to make a bracha in the morning. Dekai Malon Lailo Lav Zman Tzitzisu V'Havi Hefsek. We hold that the nighttime is not a time of tzitzis, and therefore, even though you had your tzitzis on, that's considered a hefsek in the mitzvah, and therefore you require a new bracha. V'yesh Chokim Bazeh, some argue on this, Kevon Deksus Yom Chayiv Af Balailo Ladas Miktas Aposkim. Some argue on this, and they say that since, according to some poskim, a daytime garment is chayv in tzitzis, even if you wear it at night. So even though nighttime is not as much of tzitzis, but a day garment that you wear at night is still chayv in tzitzis, and therefore they say it's not a hefsek. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah comes out and paskins, Usafek brachos lahakil. Therefore, Usafek brachos lahakil, if one sleeps in his tzitzis, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, lamaisa, that you should not make a bracha in the morning. Umikom makom. In any case, nochon lechavin lifter osa b'talas gadol, a person who puts on a regular talus, so should do like we do every day, he should have in mind when he puts on his talus gadol to cover the bracha also on the talus katan, because l'maisa, according to some people, like we just saw in the mechaber, you do need a bracha on the talus katan. But since it's not pashut according to everyone, savi brachas lahakel, if you don't have a talus gadol, you would not make, according to the Mishnah Berurah, a bracha on your tzitzis after sleeping the whole night in your tzitzis. This is all talking about if you didn't take it off. You wore it straight through the whole night. But if you took off your tzitzis having in mind not to put it on right away, right? If you took it off and you had a hefsek, you didn't plan on putting it back on for a while, so then when you put it back on, you would be chayav to make another bracha according to everyone. However, even though that would be an eitzah, take it off for a little bit, have in mind not to put it back on, and then put it back on, even though that's a good eitzah according to everyone, we'll see, it's not really according to everyone, it's inappropriate to do this eitzah of taking it off, in order to make yourself chayev according to everyone, Mishum bracha she'ena tzricha ladasa potrin, because that would be considered a bracha she'ena tzricha according to those who pater. Because according to the one who says that keeping the tzitzis on all night and keeping it on in the morning again, you don't need a bracha, so you're taking it off, you don't really want to take it off, you're only taking it off to make it cheva bracha, so according to those poskim, you're making a bracha she'ena tzricha, because really you don't need a bracha on this at all. And therefore, even though l'maisa works out that according to everyone you could make a bracha, but you shouldn't do it because you're creating a situation of a bracha she'ena tzricha, a bracha that's not necessary, and we don't like to create those situations. Hayashen bayom, one who sleeps during the day, Hayoshin Bayom, one who sleeps during the day, Shnas Atzarayim, he sleeps in the afternoon, Umesir Miolo Atalas Katon. Here's the opposite case. Instead of sleeping all night in your tzitzis, you're sleeping during the day and you're taking your tzitzis off. So then, Yesh Deos Bein HaPoskim Imze Bechal Hesach Hadas. That is a discussion in the Poskim. If that's considered a Hesach Hadas, if you took a nap during the day, you took your tzitzis off, it's a discussion, should you make a new bracha when you put it back on? Al Kain, he says an interesting Eitzah here. Al Kain Me'anochon Sha'al Koponim Yechasa Bo B'Shas HaShena. You should use it as a blanket. You should throw your tzitzis over you, not wearing them, but throw it over you as like a blanket while you're sleeping. Then according to everyone, you wouldn't need a bracha afterwards because you're still using the tzitzis, even though you're not wearing it in the proper way. But since it's a suffix, if you took it off, if you need a new bracha when you put it back on, don't be finished with the tzitzis totally. Even if you're not wearing it when you're sleeping, you know, throw it on top of your blanket or throw it on top of yourself as a blanket, and then you for sure would not require bracha according to everyone. However, it's not so pashit. Because if you look at note 66, even though note 66 is not so pashit either, note 66 points out, Omnom, Ladas HaMordechai HaMuva LeKamon, She'ein Chiyav Tzitzis B'Kisui V'Ha'ola HaLaGuf. The sheet of the Mordechai is that you're not Chayav in Tzitzis. If something is just covering you and it's thrown on your body, but you're not wearing it as a garment, Elo Rak B'Derech Levisha Bilvad, only if you're actually wearing it as a regular garment, L'chora lo toil eitzazu. L'chora this eitzah wouldn't work, but that's not so pashut what the note is saying either, because it could be, even according to the one who says you're only chayiv in the mitzvah when you're wearing it as a regular garment, but it shows you're not being mesiyat das from the mitzvah. Even though you're not, even you know, even according to the Mordechai, that you're not chayav in tzitzis when you're throwing it over you. But what you are doing is showing that you're keeping your mind on the mitzvah while you're sleeping, and therefore it's not so pashut what he's saying in the note, that it wouldn't work according to the Mordechai. It could be that it would work according to the Mordechai. You were wearing the tzitzis, and now it's over you. You're not doing the mitzvah, but you're connected some way to the tzitzis, and now you're putting it on again. So it could be that even according to the Mordechai, it would be okay to do this etza, to not require the bracha afterwards, because that's showing that you're not mesiyat das.
It's not about mesiyat das.
The Mishaburu said, Yesh Deos ben Apostim, Zeb Bechlal Hesachadas. That was the suffix. That was the Lashon of Mishaburu. Hayoshim Beyom Shasar.
If you take it off, then it's going to sleep in Bechlal Hesachadas. But covering yourself with it is, what you're doing with that is that you may be Chayiv, you're still covering yourself with it, and therefore it's not Hesachadas. In other words, you're still wearing it. It's on top of you, that's called wearing.
I'm suggesting that it could be that it's not only according to the one that says that there's a chi of tzitzis on something that's over you, because I don't think we put tzitzis on blankets, right? We don't put tzitzis on blankets that are four-cornered, so that's not really a chi of tzitzis then, but the fact that it's over you is just a vort in not being mesiyat das. That's how I understood it.
Why wouldn't you just wear it?
It's not makasha. If you already have to put it over you as a blanket, just keep it on, right? It gets uncomfortable. Okay, let's finish up the siman in Sif Yud Zayin. In Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber says, Niskase bebeget shu chayev betzitzis. If a person clothed himself in a garment that is chayev in tzitzis, v'lo hitel bo tzitzis, and he did not put tzitzis on the four-cornered garment, bitel mitzis. I left the Mishabura out, I'm sorry. Sifkata Mem Gimel, I left off a very important Mishabura. Mishabura says in Sifkata Mem Gimel, right, the Ramah had said, after the Mechaber said, if you sleep in your tzitzis the whole night, you need a bracha in the morning, and it's good to move them around when you make the bracha. The Ramah said, so too, one who puts his tzitzis on early, before it gets light, he also should do the same thing. Says the Mishabura, I am betashe kosov, dahai v'chein eina meduktuk. This v'chein, and so too, that the Ramah writes, is not so exacting. De bazet tzorich midino l'mashmesh baboker keshu mevarech al atalus. Because in this case, interesting, the Taz says, when you put it on too early in the morning, and now you're making the bracha, there me'ikra din, you have to move around the talis when you make the bracha. In the case of the mechaber, when you were sleeping the whole night in your tzitzis, so the mechaber said, you make a bracha, and it's good to move around the tzitzis. But here the Taz says, it's not that it's good to move around the tzitzis. Here you're mechuyav me'ikra din. And the reason for the chiluk is that when you put on the talis in the morning, let's say an hour before the zman, and then you make the bracha later, if you don't move it around, it makes it seem like you're making the bracha on the putting on of the talis that you did an hour ago when it wasn't a zman chiyuv. And therefore, mi'ikra din, you have to show that you're doing it not for when you put it on, you're doing it for now. Masha'en kein, if you wore the tzitzis the whole night, so there you're not mechuyav to move it around. It's good to move it around, but there no one's going to think, it's pashut that you're not making the bracha on the wearing of the tzitzis the whole night, because that's pashut, that tzitzis the whole night is going to be putter. And therefore, there it's good to move it around, to do a little bit of a maisa now, but you're not mechuyav to. But when you put it on too early, where one might think that the bracha is going on the putting on, which was early and not on now, therefore you should be bedafka, moving it around, the ikra din. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yud Zayin, Niskase babeget shu chayev betzitzis v'lohitel bo tzitzis. If a person was covered in a garment that was chayev in tzitzis, it was four corners, v'lohitel bo tzitzis, he didn't put tzitzis in, bitel mitzis asei, he has been mevatel the mitzis asei. Says the Mishaburus of Kotam Mendalo, the tzitzis chovas gavra l'inyan zeh, the tzitzis is a chiyuv on the person, l'gabi this inyan, shem niskase batala zeh chol olav hachiyuv. That if he's covered in the garment, then the chiyuv is chal on him, and therefore if he does not put the tzitzis on when he is wearing it, he has been mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis. Alex, you had a question, so we'll go to you first.
No, I forgot
already. Okay, we were successful.
Why does it
say
niskasa?
Come back to you.
What? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why is it niskasa? It sounds like the last thing we just discussed, right? That he's not necessarily wearing it as a beged, right? That's what you're bothered by. She's saving lovei, she derech levisha. I don't know. Good hara. Okay, if there's no other questions, we'll stop here and we'll continue with Mirtz Hashem on Sunday.